fear of thought, or the mind that is the conceptual mind. And so I, Tilopa, have nothing whatever that I can show. There's nothing that I can show. It's something that you have to realize yourself through looking at you have to look yourself into the nature of your own mind.
So Ranga Rani Tsong de Kandesi Gugresena Ranga Semje Nelok Yingrik Yermi La Rangi Hirati Miki Kirji Tagore Tango Kiri Tagore.
So, what one has to do is to look oneself into the nature, the true nature of one's mind, which is this clarity and emptiness and this awareness and space, and look at it very, very openly and with your wisdom eye. So kind of focus on it and investigate it. So one has to look at it nakedly without, and at the same time allowing the mind to be completely natural, without any kind of manipulation or artifice, just letting the mind be totally as it is.
Dinanta Ranga Semji Nelo Lahirati Tirti Duhi Makipa Rama Tuhi. But in the book,
Singer. So, please do this, resting the mind naturally, looking nakedly and directly, examining it like that without any artifice.
Tetar Joshi Nantini Saja Chimbu Gomyan Re Zopa Chimbu Gomyan Re Oma Chimbu Gomyan Re.
If you do this, then this is the meditation of the Mahamudra, the meditation of Dzogchen, and the meditation of the Great Majamaka. The true nature of the true nature of things, or the mind. when you leave the mind completely natural like this, this isn't Mahamudra or Dzogchen or the Great Majamaka, because Mahamudra, Dzogchen, and the Great Majamaka are just terms and concepts. They're not the real true nature or true. The ultimate meaning. The So there's no Mahamudra, Dzogchen or great Majjhamika in the ultimate
meaning. Right. Tetar nelok te sakhi nelok te thani linde besena sakhi dzogchi oma kanyang mayi nayang sakhi dzogchi oma la sobe tene thani tham ki yang nelok te lintene somare thani jatha mangbo tongha mangbo sanji machabu somare thani tham ki jige.
So even though in the true nature there is no nothing, there are no terms or words like Mahamudra, Dzogchen and Great Majjhamika, it's completely free from all terms and terminology and concepts and words, and yet it is in fact the base or the source from which all words and terms such as Mahamudra, Dzogchen, and Great Majjhamika and so on arise. So in order to reach supreme enlightenment or Buddhahood, it's necessary to listen, reflect, and meditate. It's not sufficient just to listen and reflect. Listening and reflecting alone won't cut the root of samsara, the root of suffering, the root of the mental poisons, which is the clinging to the existence of the self. So in order to cut this, then, as well as listening and
reflecting, you also need to meditate.
So if you want, if it's good then to leave the listening and reflecting and to just meditate, this is also no good, because if you don't do the listening and reflecting, then you don't know how to meditate. So then you can't meditate.
Tene te tanda kira so chu mambo chu sarva lojong mambo seba so tene dāvā cīkcāṁ tūṇḍhā kāshē samdhēni yāpondō kāshē shē dāmēpā gōṁ kāshē tōṅpañi gōṁ kāshē sācā cīmbō gōṁ kāshē tīni lōpyōṁ sēpā tūṇḍhā tē pēnsāṁ zō tē cēk lō lō zōṁ tūṇḍhā lī yāpō sāṅgō gōdō
tē yāpondō. So for those students who have done a lot of this thing and reflecting over the last few months, it's good now that they should spend the next month or the next few weeks doing a meditation retreat, either doing a meditation, doing meditation on non-self or emptiness or Mahamudra or the... or else they could do meditation on what they've learned by reciting the words of the text they've learned and meditating on the meaning of them.
Tene chepa to tene dajo lord mozu lobjong mambasi yure tezo tamje pensam lende sek.
So for those who are training to be translators, if they go and do a book retreat where they recite the text and they meditate on the meaning in this way, then they will become very fine translators. It's a very good way for translators to train.
Pena pensam kande zogur sena jase lalin dawuti na jase lalin pensam na dena tike tsu lo lo zong ti ten dal sam non tang kom jap tene tartok joisa mekpa me penga na nya bari ga na tene tumba ni ti gom dan sa ti ti bo ya nya bu yung nya bu zo tu.
For example, if you take the text of the practices of the Bodhisattva, then if you first you learn the words by heart and then you recite them, and as you recite them you meditate on the meaning of them, and by doing this you arrive at the ultimate meaning. And if this ultimate meaning, which is unutterable, the unutterable, you arrive at this, and then this is a very good way of engaging in this kind of meditation.
Pena tsikye tsu lo la mangbo jor, lo la mangbo ndona, tanda la samna namdo te tang chikre. Tang chikpa kapsu tene, so je ya ma jipa ya na, yang sem ya pa ne to kore. Yene da lan dong gong yung kore.
So sometimes when you're doing this kind of meditation and you've recited the words of a verse or a text many times and you've thought of the meaning over and over again, and sometimes you have the experience of being very tired of it, or you feel tired, and at that time it's very good to just let the mind relax. And as the mind relaxes, then you get very good shine, that's the shamatha, resting, and at the same time, with this very strong insight that's arisen from having practiced like that, it arises spontaneously at that point.
Pensam dang. The Daka here, Sam Damia, the Pensan to so, the ne by your Mokana to Solodona, your Mokana de Sanjay Jindo, Parpo Chile, Long Tenere, Nepa Marba Lote, Malare Pala, Long Tempe, Nere, Sumbang Gururumbochi, Odin Gururumbochi, the ne Pepe Longba, Belong. Belong your mukana de Gururumbuchi long tempe belong. Take it away up you.
Milaki
Malpe Malare Palalong tempe. Sanje jen do parpo jen de long tembare. Marpa loche mla repa la long tembare. Yormo kana la gom son de long tembare. Hakusone. Hakusone.
Yomo la
kom mila. Yormo kana la gom son de long tembare. Sanje jen do parpo jen de long tembare. Marpe mla repa la long tembare. Tene orji gore rumbo chi long tembe belong de. Belong yormo kana. Long tempare. Parpu yomokana. Parpu yomokana te sanje je long tempare. Long te hakusu. Mayer je ru pa marpa lo te son yer. Mayer je ru parbarta. Parpu yomokana ni do parpo che le long tempe ne be te la gom son. Tena ro ne gom son. Hakusu. Te. Parpu yomo kana te sanje jen do ni long tempe ne re kerang yang tenan do ni gom sumpare. Tako song. Ten goro rupo chi po dukpa tuyla papa. Po kale kapo yungo kapso maung pala kale kapo yungare ti kapso yomo kana la do ne dupa jap. Yomo kana la teni tongjir chak sumpare. Long ti mang bo yore. Ti sen. Tongjir tongba?
Tongjir.
Tong. Siti. Oh,
this place of Yomo, surrounded by snow mountains, prophesied in a sutra. I can't remember which one it is. It's called Papuche. Do you know in Sanskrit? And it's this place is
Mahabiri Sutra.
Mahabiri, oh yeah. It's also prophesied by Malpa. He told Milarepa to go there to meditate. Is that right? Yeah. And then it was also prophesied by Guru Rinpoche to be hidden mountain. A hidden land, and that when Tibet was in great difficulty, and it was, and you know the power and influence of Tibet had declined, and it was in a time of turmoil and so on, then he prophesied that if you go to this place at Yomo, then you should go there and make a city. Oh. A city, and Rinpoche was saying, well, not a big city, a little city.
Tundur, tene yormo la tsam dani gorob, riti te gorob, murma tsaka ye tangwai, ni somra wo tangwai, tanda ka tering gorob jim dore, tene rinpe gorob zone din tsam dani yabudun.
So Rinpoche is sending everybody up there in groups. Yes, little groups. And he's already sent several, and he sent another lot today. And he'll send, and you know, the people up, sort of they go up and then sort of come back, and then the next lot will go up.
Lan jasa azo lan jasa taiga
taiga
taiga taiga sa chungkir chire ti ta la hing samkang mangbu yere samkang mangbu te la drupa chung si te drupa chung drupa chung chire samkang mangbu yere so le drupa
taiga
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 tak taiga ya ta la samkang mangbu yere te la
So there's a place called Takikang, and just above there, there's what's called the City of Accomplishment, or sort of Meditation City.
Practice it here.
So the parents of the city built this meditation retreat place for themselves to go to spend periods of time at meditating. But now they're so busy they don't have the time, much time to develop themselves, so that Scrooge is able to send his students up there to meditate.
드네 그룹 그룹 책 드린 땅에 대 상낭 라고 트라히 예 까르마 트라히 쯤베 내 할랑다 코라 내 할랑 코라 할랑 오 코라 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 여바 그룹 그룹 코라 여기
So he thinks that the next course, which begins in November, it will be held for three months of study in Buddhgaya. And then after that, 3 months of meditation or retreat in Nepal.
Tene rang longba lando yang leka jap leka tanya bu gom jago gre. Leka tanya bu juli jenya nanjuri jenya ni yang gre.
And then for those who go back, or from when we go back to our own country, then we have to go back to work. Then we meditate as we do the, as we work. We can meditate that we are in the, we have the illusory body, and in the illusory body we're doing everything that we have to do.
So it's good if the first week of April the group, there's a group who go up.
Okay, yeah.